Looking correctly is well served by the heart. So let us begin by generating a warm-heartedness. And if that's facilitated by thinking of people or pets or beauty in nature, whatever it is that generates a warm-heartedness for you, if you don't need any of that, you just can produce it. Then we begin here. And feel the freedom of allowing any additional experiences that come with that, maybe delight, joy, sympathy, empathy, compassion, patience. Maybe you feel yourself smiling. Maybe you feel warmth. Literally a warm glow. Really generate that. Now, if we take a moment and try to sustain that, but at the same time bring forward an analytical mind, because all of this is part of Vipassana training, we would analyze and receive the evidence of all kinds of things within the experience of warm-heartedness. You probably experience a certain neutrality, a certain tolerance, a patience, an openness, a lack of small things, just lack of small things, a lot of lack, again, tolerance, neutrality. You could feel that small things just would not be a trouble at all. And we can experience within that, again, empathy, sympathy, kindness, a delight, a joy to be with another, and joy for them. So that I'm sure there's far more in there for you. So take a moment, generate it again, but generate it now with an examination of what's in there, those qualities that are in there. And we want to catch ourselves because a couple of people are too much mind and not enough heart. So go back to the warm-heartedness and just simply experience your experience. Now, essentially, what we all just experienced is that when the heart of the mind is what we are living from, then the smallness of the mind, its pettiness and its self-orientation, self-importance, that type of thing, are not there. This is a good beginning to looking correctly. The genuineness, the authenticity of the heart as the heart of the mind just erases judgment, division, distinction, contrivances, preferences, my way, no way, doubt, confusion, erases them. And delight, joy, simplicity, warm-heartedness, generosity of time, energy, you name it. All of that is forefront, is what we live from, is what is in the moment and shared. So we smile and breathe deeply of all of that understanding and our own direct experience. Yes, it is so. And whenever we've been in a circumstance when warm-heartedness is what we were living from, in a crisis, in a joyful situation, in a difficulty, in warm-heartedness, we experience exactly what we just analyzed. So we smile and breathe deep of the heart of the mind. let this warm-heartedness expand the mind as if the sky were jetting clear from being cloudy. And now generate and allow a warm-heartedness to expand down through your lower centers and produce the same contentment of the heart through our life, quelling again distinctions and concerns and the need for certain things or us telling ourselves that we need this and that. Just quell it all with warm-heartedness. And so you might be experiencing an equanimity, a gentle neutrality. And within that, of course, heart, the warm-heartedness of the heart of mind. And within that neutrality, sameness. You see, that's what neutrality is. Sameness. But not dull, boring, vibrant, and yet gentle, stable, even a little taste of supreme. We continue our meditation, warm-hearted. Let it perfuse, pervade, and be all that you are, because in truth, that is the truth. That is Vipassana. That is to understand correctly. Maybe you feel a spaciousness like the sky. And that sameness, that the sameness of the sky, no matter where we are, it's still the same. And that spaciousness just allows anything. Maybe you're experiencing a gentleness, smooth, no bumps, no Velcro, smooth, gentle. And as we allow that to pervade our mind and become the quality of mind, then we are allowing that same smoothness of the heart to go out from us every moment, many, many moments of the day, increasingly so. And maybe you are experiencing an effervescence, like fairy dust. Because in truth, when we're not looking for this or that and discriminating and distinguishing and looking for the differences, then the sparkle of life, its wonder, its amazement, its profundity, everything that profound is possible to be recognized, to be perceived correctly. So we smile for our last couple of minutes and simply sit in this warm-heartedness, expansive in every direction, up, down, all around, in and out. Just feel the truth, the correctness of heart of mind, the heart of awareness. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. As we complete our sitting, we breathe this equanimity and warm-heartedness into the world and into our day. Be encouraged to do this meditation every day, maybe for the next few days, but every day it will bring forward all that we've talked about and experienced, but it will bring it forward in a stabilized way. Love you all. Great day.